a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Put on my creative coat today. How are you? Oh, I've been thinking about you for the last few days and hoping that you're fine. Uh-huh. Did you see what I brought in? Not a drum, but an oatmeal box with some in it. Do you ever eat oatmeal? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Oats are very good for you, you know. Mm-hmm. And lots of things you can make out of oatmeal boxes, too. You see that? Oatmeal, that's what it says. O-A-T-M-E-A-L. I know a boy who calls oatmeal open meal. Mm-hmm. From the time he was about that big, he said, I want to have some open meal. Did you ever wonder how oatmeal was made? You know, first it has to grow, because it's really oats that grow in the fields. And then it gets cut down, and why don't we ask Picture Picture to show us? Picture Picture on the wall, would you kindly show us all how those oats get into boxes like this? How oatmeal is made? Well, there's the field, I guess, where it's going to grow. A tractor coming along. It's plowing up the field. There it is, raking. Look at the dust blowing from the planting. And there it goes, planting those little seeds. And little seeds grow up into big stalk. There's a little seed down in the ground. And it kind of just shoots up. Of course, it takes a long, long time for it to grow. But that's the way it grows, up into the sunlight. And there are all the oats together. And after they're brought onto the train and brought to the factory, they're put on a conveyor belt. Wait, look at the long ride they have. Boy, that's a fast ride for those oats. And they go along there, and then they're sifted down. That's what makes them puff up. Big sliding board. And now they're being poured into the boxes. There are those boxes coming along. They're getting filled with the oatmeal. Many, 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 many boxes. And there are their lids. Lids going on. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. The lid's on, but we could take the lid off. And how about making some in the kitchen? Sure. We've got our lab coat on. We might as well be creative in the kitchen today. Well, we need oatmeal and water and salt and a pan. Who makes the oatmeal most often in your house? That's 1 cup. So we'll put 1 cup of oatmeal. There. 1 cup of oatmeal and 2 cups of water.
read that in the cookbook. I'm far from the greatest cook in the world. It's part of the fun of cooking, you know. Pour water and make all kinds of mess, and something comes out from it. Yeah, something good. One more. There you go. Okay. Now a little salt. Sort of a palm of your hand full of salt. Like that. Now something for big people only. Matches. I say big people only because fire is very dangerous. Yeah. But you're getting bigger every day. Sure you are. You used to creep and crawl real well, but then you learned to walk real well. There was a time you'd coo and cry, but then you learned to talk. And my, you hardly ever cry, you hardly ever crawl at all. I like the way you're growing up, it's fun, that's all. You're growing in and out. You're growing all about. Your hands are getting bigger now. Your arms and legs are stronger now. You even sense your insides grow when mom and dad refuse you. So you're learning how to wait now. It's great to hope and wait somehow. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing in and out. You're growing all about. Your friends are getting better now. They're better every day somehow. You used to stay at home to play, but now you even play away. You do important things now. Your friends and you do big things now. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. Someday you'll be a grown-up too and have some children grow up too. Then you can love them in and out and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size. The times when you found great surprise in growing up, and they will sing, it's fun, that's all. You're growing in and out. You're growing all about. You sure are growing in every way. We're cooking on the stove. It's coming too. Soon we'll be boiling on the stove. When the bubbles come all in it, that means it's boiling. Then you let it boil for about a minute. The oatmeal's almost ready. But after it boils for a while, then you cover it over. Take the fire, take it away from the fire and cover it over. And then it's ready for your friends. Can you see it bubbling? There, guys. You're a good bubbling oatmeal. open meal.
Okay. I know a lot of people who will be glad to eat you. Yes, sir, you fine oatmeal. Now, off goes the fire. When you put the fire on, it always goes off. Now we can let it sit and go to the neighborhood of make-believe, okay? Trolley. Come in, will you please? Hi, Trolley. I was just thinking about something as I was making that. You know, I've got a friend who works real well with clay, and his name is Jamie. And I thought maybe he could come over later. That sort of reminded me of playing with clay. Trolley, would you take this note to Jamie? Please come and bring some play clay, Mr. Rogers. We'll do that after we visit the neighborhood of make-believe. And while you're looking for Jamie, would you please take us on into the neighborhood of make-believe, please, Trolley? Thank you.
Yes, that's our neighborhood trolley, you know. Suppose, Mime Walker, that you show me how you would be someone riding on a trolley. Yes. Yes? Oh, you need to go underneath. Of course, you may. Excellent, excellent trolley rider. And now, perhaps a man flying a kite, please. A beautiful kite. My, it seemed that the air was just right for it, didn't it? Yes. What about a bird watcher? Binoculars? Do you see me? I might be a kingfisher myself. Lovely bird watching. You know, you have to be very quiet to be a bird watcher. And Lady Elaine Fairchild is learning bird watching from X the Owl. I guess you know that, do you? Oh, would you like to see them? Well, you may have your leave, Mime Walker, but not forever. You're my royal mime, you know. Absolutely. And I'm pleased of it. Yes, farewell.
Meow her.
Well, Henrietta, I'd be glad to teach you bird watching too if you want to.
Meow, okay.
Hey, there's Mom Walker. How in the world are you, Mom Walker?
Meow, 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 wonderful meow. Meow, Walker. Meow, meow, be meow, pussycat. Please. Meow, meow, pussycat. Meow, meow, pussycat, meow, drinking milk, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow. Meow, meow, love milk. Meow, 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 very good meow.
You're absolutely great, that's what you are, great. How about pretending, let me see now, pretending that you are a goldfinch taking a bath in a bird bath. Do you know what a goldfinch looks like? Well, I've got a picture one. Just a minute, I'll go and get it. Excuse me, please.
Meow, meow knows so much, meow, meow, birds.
Sure, well, I should know a lot about birds. I am one. Now, you see, that's a goldfinch there. See? Oh, let me see. Well, it's not real, real big, and it's not real, real little. It's just about the same size as a scarlet tanager. A goldfinch taking a bath. Look at him. So cold. He really did look like a goldfinch. He flew off. That's Mom Walker for you, I'll tell you. How'd you like that when he was in the bird bath?
Meow, meow, birds meow soap.
No, birds don't use soap. Water and shaking around and pulling your feathers along with your bill, that seems to be enough, Henrietta. Cats use their tongues to clean themselves, don't they?
Meow. Meow, very dainty meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, people, meow, soap.
Yeah, people do use soap. I'm sure they do. Henrietta, what time is it, please?
Meow, about 14.
14? Hey, I'm supposed to meet Lady Elaine Fairchild for a field trip at 14. I'll see you later.
Meow, always meow, meow.
Well, do you want to come? We're going to look for goldfinches today. You know, that kind of yellow bird down there that I was showing to Mom Walker. The one with the black wings and the black hat. Take a look at it. Take a look. Right down there. Can't see it? Okay. There it is. Hello there, goldfinch.
Meow, meow, right with you. Meow, meow, want to come.
Okay, I'll meet you at the museum in 42 seconds.
Meow, meow, just like King Freddy, meow, meow, 42 seconds.
Goodbye, see you later.
Goldfinch, goldfinch, what do you look?
Goldfinch, goldfinch, what do you look like? Goldfinch, goldfinch, what do you look like? Goldfinch, goldfinch, what do you look like? You're yellow with a black wing and a black hat. Sure, Lady Elaine will see a goldfinch soon. Little turtle dove, fly through my window. Little turtle dove, fly through my window. Little turtle dove, and buy molasses candy. Maybe that's Jamie. Let's see if he got our note. Hi, Jay.
Hi, I got your note.
Good. Come on in. Did you bring the clay?
Yep.
Fine. I've got a laboratory coat for you. Yep, just like mine. For an 8-year-old. Will you make something with the clay with me? Okay, let's go to the kitchen. Was the note on the trolley when you found it?
Yes.
Trolley knew where you were. You've got all sorts of colors here.
Yep. I brought this along. I was making something, and I thought I'd bring it along.
Good. What were you starting to make?
Baseball diamond.
Baseball diamond. Good. Baseball diamond with clay. Could I have one of those colors to work with?
You want yellow?
Yellow's my favorite color. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Thank you. Baseball diamond. Well, how'd you think that out?
Oh, I went to a baseball game.
Did you enjoy it?
Yep.
I remember a time when you were about 3 or 4 and you used to just go like this with clay and just pound it and kind of go like that. And now look at you making baseball diamonds. You are really growing. What's that in the middle?
Pitcher's mound.
The pitcher's mound. You've got first base, second base, third base, and home. Now what are you doing?
Making a pitcher and a batter.
Good. Pitcher and batter. Hey. Hello there, pitcher. Is that the batter?
It's going to be, yeah.
There's a bat. Good for you, Jay.
The ball landed right there.
The ball landed there. Good. I like your diamond. You know what that might be?
A bird bath?
A bird bath is right. Could I have a little bit of that for the bird?
Oh, fine.
There. You know, next time Mime Walker comes to visit me, I think I'll ask him to do something with baseball. He should be able to do some mime on baseball, don't you think?
I could show you some of the outfield.
Great.
This would be the center fielder right out here. And this would be the...
Good.
Right fielder. And then...
Jamie, it's time for me to go to work. Wouldn't you know it?
That would be the left fielder.
There's the left fielder. Good. Will you take these things with you and we can clean up together?
Sure.
And I'll get the ball, and I'll drop you off home while I go on my way to work.
All right.
Time goes quickly when you're enjoying something, doesn't it?
Yep.
Doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
There.
Today I was playing soccer with my friends. My mother called me to go into dinner, and I thought... I had been playing for an hour, and it felt like 10 minutes.
I know. Well, one thing, we'll see each other tomorrow. Want to sing tomorrow with me? Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling... Good. Till then, I hope your day is...
Snappy.
Snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day a special day. Did you wonder what that was? It's a pretzel. I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming to visit me. Thank you, too. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.